known as the Lion City, Singapore is the second most densely populated independent country in the world. In just 150 years, Singapore has grown into a thriving center of commerce and industry. Aside from its booming economy, Singapore serves as home to many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others. On many occasions, our association members invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to visit Singapore to share her knowledge and wisdom. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled Simple Living and High Thinking, in September 1994.
Newspapers today that life 100 years ago was very terrible for people. We don't have it so clean like today, and we don't have it so convenient like this, really. At that time, the cars were drawn by the horses, yeah? And sometimes it's a winter, very cold, and they keep horses next to the houses, all the buildings around New York, for example. And all the smell, you know, they have to share together. Apart from the manufacturer's smokes and environmental contamination, and the people's health are a little bit in danger. That's why in the old time people died younger than now. Because the environment is so filthy and contaminated by all kind of hazards. Substance from the manufacturing and the chemical waste from all this big company. Actually, only 100 years and we humankind made a big step of progress into all kinds of aspects. But they say even before we have cars, they have a lot of road accidents, more road accidents than we have now with cars. I could hardly believe it, but it could be true. But even then nowadays, still many sickness kill people, kill about 18 million a year, different disease. Because some of us also do not take precaution to guard our precious body, which is given by God. Do some mission on earth for some purpose, also to realize our almighty power. Something like we smoke too much, we drink too much, we eat too much flesh and invite all these bacteria from the flesh into our system, etc., etc. All these killing factors make our life a miserable time. Actually, we could live a better life if we organize more, if we appreciate our body more. We eat just nutritious food for our body and not eat because of their taste and eat just a reasonable amount. Then of course our health will not be so much in danger. You see, most of the vegetarian people, they become healthier. Is that not so?
Yes.
Many of you became healthier after taking initiation and switch on to vegetarian diet. Is that not so?
Yes.
Actually, the hospital is full of meat-eating people. No problem. We can see the proof there. Not because the vegetarian are healthy in itself only, but because the vibration is very harmonious to our body. Actually, it is very easy to live a simple and healthy life. There's no need so much for medicine, no need so much injections. Many of us harm ourselves because we bring poisonous substance into our body. Otherwise, if we know how to live a simple, nutritious, healthy life, we really don't need doctors so much, and the doctor can have more holidays, and both of us are staying healthy. You see, I'm working hard, I'm very small, and I don't really take so much nutrition, or I don't have time to consider so much. But still, being a vegetarian, you know, saved me a lot of sickness, and saved a lot of money for the doctors. Otherwise, if I have to keep going to the doctor all the time, it would be troublesome. I go to doctors sometimes, but minor thing. Yes, I am blessed by God and Buddha to do my job. Therefore, you don't worry about how work, yeah? You should work and spend your energy. Because in our body, there are about 7 chakras who can draw in the energy from the universe, yeah? They're just like a battery automatically charged by the universal power. That's why we can run our machine all the time. And when we meditate, this power is even in more abundance though. So the more we give, the more it comes in. It will never stop. So we don't worry. Don't worry about bad karma and helping people or taking bad karma and all that. If people need help, you help. You know what I mean? It's only when we try to interfere with the people's mind, you know what I mean? Like try to control them, yeah? Or try to tell them to do what we want them to do for a selfish purpose. Then we would create bad karma. Otherwise, if we love people and we want to help them in their time of need, even if we truly get bad karma from them, it doesn't matter. Understand? It doesn't matter at all. Because we should sacrifice for each other. Yeah, we should live with each other in love and don't mind the bad karma. Just like today, occasionally you have a buffet like this. It's also very good. You see, you can eat different food, huh? And you see how tasty it is. And you try to, maybe you try to ask them how to cook it. Or you buy some books, yeah? Cookbook, Indian cookbook, Chinese cookbook, vegetarian. And then you can cook tasty dishes for your family. Keep them healthy. And also introducing them to vegetarian diet. Most of the people like to eat vegetarian. It's just that they cannot find tasty food. And then they cannot eat it. They cannot survive if every day they eat salad and soya sauce. Yeah? You know what I mean? So sometimes our family member don't want to eat vegetarian food. We have to check up whether our cooking talent is up to date. Yes. If something wrong with our cooking technique, we can improve it by asking neighbor, learning from the big restaurant, or learning from the people giving these courses, you know. It's very easy. Always try to live our life with the most fulfillment program. Yeah? Never idle your lifetime. Just do everything you want. Try to learn new things. Be outgoing. Be social. Be friendly. Be loving to other people and learn everything from each other. There's no need to sit there and feel miserable about your life, about your misfortune. There's no such misfortune in this life. We must keep always positive energy. Because even if you think positive, even just thinking positive, if you can see your body, you will see each positive thinking will change your pattern of aura, change your outlook and change your energy inside. It become more overflowing, you know, and healthy. But if you think negative, just think anything negative or bad or miserable, and then your pattern change immediately. Any psychic person can see this. That's why some people can read your mind, because when you come in, they can see your aura. They can see the pattern change in your energy counterpart of your body. Energy counterpart is a shape of energy which looks like the shape of your real organ. For example, your heart. Your heart like this, right? Okay? Suppose somebody took your heart away. Okay. And that heart place is empty. Yeah. But still it has the shape of a heart in it. Something there. That is the energy counterpart of the heart. You know what I mean? Sometimes this energy counterpart has problems, not the real heart.
and then so they have to fix it. So you are the best doctor for yourself if you think positive. Live a healthy life and simple, you know what I mean? Simple living and high thinking. Always think positive. Even just thinking, change your pattern of living and change your day and change your fortune. So always try to keep being positive. Then a lot of accidents, a lot of illness can be avoided. You know what I mean? It's very difficult if you you are a kind of doctor or nurses, sometimes a social worker, to be positive all the time, because people will come to you with their sickness, their problems. They're very low thinking, yeah, and depressive energy, yes. But for ordinary people, you can always keep up your positive energy, always thinking that God is always around you. Masters from the 10 directions, always protecting you. Because it is true, it is true. We are not left alone in this world to do our things ourselves. We are always protected by angels, every of us, and always guided by master spirits, even though we don't see them. Even if you don't believe in angels and spirits, you must believe there is a God who exists. Otherwise, we don't exist. You know what I mean? Okay. We cannot run away from this God. So don't worry, every problem will solve itself in time. Even if it doesn't, we live in this world only a very short time. We can bear it. Okay? Because we have real hope in heaven, that which will come back later. Each one of us will come back there, sooner or later, when we leave this world. There's not really a real problem. Most of the problems are our own making. Because we think negative. We act negative. And we let the negative influence from the people affect us. You know what I mean? Sometimes if you go to see a doctor, they will tell you that some of the disease are self-made. Not because you want the disease only, but because you run down in resistance. For example, like allergy, huh? Allergy. Sometimes you never get it. But only when you run down, you're depressed, you're overworked, you're exhausted, then the energy will come. You eat the same food every day, have no allergy, but one day you have it. It's because at that time, probably your resistance is very low. Your defense system broke down or something like that, temporarily. But if you think positively, the disease will also go quickly. But sometimes because the defense system is so run down already, it's like a breakdown. So it's very difficult to fix it. At that time, then too bad. Huh? Either we live or we die. So try to take care of your system and don't let it break down. Try to take care of your system by acting positive, thinking positive, talking positive. That's very simple. Even just thinking positive already a tremendous help to you. Some people think if you think and you don't do it, then it's all right. But it's really not all right. When you think killing somebody, you actually also do it. You know what I mean? In India, there was a king who tried this. One day he came out and approached a man on the street. And he was thinking that he's going to kill that man. Just thinking only. And then he asked that man to come up to tell the king what he felt at that moment about the king, and tell him he can speak honestly because it's only for experiments, so he should not be afraid that the king would kill him if he tell his honest feeling. So the king encouraged the man to think, to tell him what the man think of the king when he first saw the king, because at that time the king thinking wanted to kill the man. And the man said, I just want to strangle you. Exactly the same moment that the king wanted to kill him, the man also feel he wants to come and strangle the king. Probably self-defense system. You know? Because the soul is omnipresent. The soul is part of God, you know? So it has omnipresent quality. Therefore, if we think about somebody, they know it. We talk about somebody, they know it, whether they're present or not. That's why we should not backbite it. We should not talk bad about people behind their back. We should not rub people down behind their back. We should not do anything bad behind somebody's back, because they will know. Normally people say God knows, but that person will also know, even though you don't tell him. That's why many crimes, you see, sometimes they do it in the dark, but it will surface sooner or later. It's because the omnipresent quality of the soul. Even if that person don't know, many invisible beings will know. The ghosts will know. And sometimes the ghost will tell. Yeah, sometimes you read on a newspaper, or see on the TV, the ghost manifests himself, huh? Occasionally, yeah? And make trouble. It is because they see something, they know something that we don't know, we don't see. Because they don't have the body, they have more intelligence, more freedom, when they don't have the body. When with the body, we have also advantage. Let the body protect us from many of the negative effects and many negative knowing. If we don't have this body, then we will know too much. Know too much through the brain. Like we will know who is going to kill us. That person thinks very bad about us, and that person is going to do something bad. We will know too much all day long, and then our mind will be bombarded with all kind of negative seeing, feeling and knowing of the world. Even though our soul knows, but if our brain doesn't know, then we don't suffer so much. You understand? Therefore, we have this body to protect us from this negative atmosphere of the world. But nevertheless, when we have this body, we also have the disadvantage of not knowing anything that the angel knows and the other people who don't have the body know. You know what I mean? So have good and bad. But nevertheless, we can have both. We can make use of this physical body to shield itself from negative influence, but we can also learn to leave it when we want to, through the process, the technique of meditation, that we can go out this physical prison and then learn something of the para nature quality. Like that we go to heaven with a different dimension and we learn a more higher wisdom. And then when we come back, we can make use of that to serve ourselves, our family, our nations, and our world. Understand? So the people who don't have the body have less advantage than us. But only if we can make use of this life, make use of both the physical dimension and the beyond physical dimension, then we have both advantages. We are both the angels. And better than all those disembodied, sorry? Yes, yes, yes. We have more advantage. Mm-hmm. So try to take care of your life, make use of your physical greatness. Even though the body is a very troublesome instrument, but it is also excellent. Excellent.
We appreciate your compassionate presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in Monday for part two of Simple Living and High Thinking. More positive programming coming up next. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May Heaven's blessings and grace be showered upon you and your loved ones.